Parsha Shlach, the Parsha starts with the Inyan the Meraglim and so on, and it finishes with the Parsha of Tzitzis. One of the Inyanim that it obviously some sort of tikkun fit Nesachim, it says Mefurish, but the Balaturim points out a Mesorah that Uriisem es Haaretz and the Uriisem by Tzitzis are the Mesorah, with a third one also, Risam Alav Noyim. But so there is some sort of Inyav Tikkun and the Re'isem of the Meraglim to Risam of Tzitzis. And I'd like to try to understand a little bit about the Inyan of Tzitzis, and especially the Re'isem, Oysoy, Zechartem, is called Mitzvah Hashem. Let's first try to understand something. If let's say a person's, if most averes we did was the result of we forgot the halacha shulharach, so beside so a person doesn't remember a sif in the Nitil Sedayim, he looks at his tzitzis, he remembers the Nitil Sedayim, and he does it. That is the that I could understand somewhere along the line where the zechira component of tzitzis would make the difference. Most of the time, the vast majority of the time that people do averis, it's not because they forgot the sif katan shacharach, it's because they feel like doing an averis. There's a taiva, there's a cheshik, there's yitzahara. It's not, when we're doing something wrong, bedera klal rarely is the idea the problem. I mean, if there's a chosi idea, then it's shegeik. But the fact that we're not aware of something that we're doing wouldn't be a real avera. It takes down a dagger. It's only because we know what we're doing wrong that it's amazing. And Bemela, where does zechira help for that? That's really the central issue over here. There are two cases in the Gemara where you find something similar, and both of them are also paladic for this reason. One of them is by Tzitzis, famous Gemara Menachos, that somebody traveled to see a Zayna, and then the Tzitzis smacked him, and he stopped from doing the Avera. It's very hard to understand, what was the Pshat? Beforehand, he thought that it was Mutter, and the Tzitzis reminded him of the Simen Shacharach. How did Tzitzis work? If the Tzitzis works as an anti-taiva mechanism, so Zechira is not the right word for it. Whatever it is, it brings Yira to a person, however you want to call it, but it has nothing really to do with Zechira. And yet, Chazal pointed out that Gemara Menachos, they bring it as a dogma of the Koyach of Tzitzis, that a person was about to be nishal and terrible taiva, and the Tzitzis stopped him. A similar Gemara, and Chaim Shalovitz used to say it in Shmuz and a lot, he used to bring the Gemara down, by Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish was somebody that Shaul HaMelech held that David's Kedushin was not good Kedushin. He gave Michal over to Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish could not say no. But he was noyetz a cherev beinoy lebeino. He put a sword between the two, and he said, "Whoever is over on this, shidoka bezeh." So Reb Chaim has the obvious question. I mean, the sword is inanimate, so you delicately just go around the sword, and that's it. You do what you want to do. What is the neitzas a cherev in the karka? Neitzas a cherev beinoy lebeino accomplish? I mean, it's not as if, let's say he would be living with her, so he wouldn't realize, he wouldn't remember that there was the big shiloh v'eshishish and so on. Val korchach, that's not the issue, and it's very hard to understand how it affected him, how it accomplished it. Chazal say, v'loy sasuru achil avafram v'achenechem. The word sasuru achil avafram v'achenechem, the first thing is, what is the word sasuru here? Most people make a mistake and they teach it like what it would be with a samach. They don't really understand. The word sasuru doesn't mean here to go off the derech in the way which a samach would mean. Loi sasuru would be exactly like in the beginning of the parasha, where it means to, like Meraglim Rashi says. The Targum says Loshen Tous, but Rashi says Kimoy Mitur Haaretz, like to walk around and scout out the land. So it says, Alev v'nayim miraglim neguf v'sarsim l'saveris. The lev and einayim are the miraglim of the guf. Like, ha'ayin roya v'alev choymer neguf v'saveris. Now, two things. First of all, the lev and einayim are not at all similar in this aspect. If we're to say to ourselves that a person, there are conduits for averis into a person, and that's like miraglim. So we would say de nayim. Does nayim, a person hears nivel peh or shiriyah govim, that's a conduit for averis. A person smells v'somim, it says, like the pasuk says in Shaya, and Chazal say that they would press on psomim and perfume attracts a person. L'reach shmonecha. I would say all of them are, those we can call miraglim. They look around, they ask themselves what's available, what's tempting, and they bring the person to the avera. So I can understand those. The lev is b'chlal a different part of it. The lev doesn't see what's around. The lev tends to want, to desire. That's really the internal mechanism of the person. The lev is not out there seeing anything. So if you're putting a nayim down as a miraglim, that's fine. But where's the lev come into this Indian over here? Secondly, the word also to be miragil, it's a very hard, it's a very, very awkward way of phrasing it. It's true the eyes see around, but I mean, miraglim, the spying, and it's using the same loser sa'aretz, it's the same loshen as the miraglim. It implies it's scouting out and seeing and so on. That's not a pa'ula of looking for averis necessarily. Adrab, it was positive. I mean, the miraglim messed it up, but even clearly it's a positive inyan. So where is the inyan of Loisa Suru, the concept that the Naim and the Lev are the miraglim? It's a very, very awkward phrase. Yes, you send out miraglim to see what's doing, how to fight it. So the eyes look, I guess, that you shouldn't stumble. But if you're talking about the eyes as a conduit for various, this taiva there and so on, very, very, very hard to understand how the word losser, with the same implication as tayar, as losser saretz, would fit in over here, even metaphorically. So we need to understand, in other words, tzitzis is a very, very important mitzvah in the sense that it goes to the heart of the mechanism of avera and preventing avera, and yet it's very hard to understand how and where and so on. I always tell over, there's a famous vertel, I guess, a Yiddish vertel, that somebody once said, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world balanced, mitzad ha-toiv and the ra. So he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you filled the world with taiva, and then all of the, there's a sefer in Reishis Chochma that has in it Ashar HaYira, which has all the terrible Yisurim Gan Eden very, very graphically given over, and that's meant to detract a person from doing averes. So he said, you know, you put all the taivas of the world everywhere around, and the opposite, the Yiras Shemayim, you put into a obscure sefer in tiny print. I mean, where's tzitzis come in this mulcham over here? I want to add, there's a Zohar HaKadosh, I think it's in Parshas Pinchas. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word zocher is miloshen, the word zechira, remembering, is, or let's put it this way, the concept of memory resides in the moyach, and that is why it's shayach to zohar. That's why zikaron and zohar are the same oisius, the same general shayrish, and that's sholit on the liba, which is a pchinas nekeva. That's pretty much the way he says it, that you have the moyach on the and the lev, one is a b'chinas zocha, one is a b'chinas nekeva. The moyach is associated with zikaron, and it is sholit on the lev, which is a b'chinas nekeva. we don't quite have that way the concept of what a moach is. A zikaron to us is, if you use a mushal, like a hard drive on a computer. It doesn't do anything really. It's a place where you deposit information. So if we were to ask about what is it the moach that makes the moach so useful, so powerful, we would say that the rational powers of a person, the ability to think, to reason, and so on. The zikaron is obviously a necessary part of it. You need to have facts at your disposal to do it. But that's not the goof of the moach. If you want to describe, the Zohar is saying, he speaks about the karbonis and that krav of different karbonis, but the Zohar is describing a phenomena of moach sholet aliba, which is used about, Tanya speaks about a lot, that the moach can control the heart. So zikaron is not the salient feature of the moach in that aspect. It would be the koyach ha-machshava, the zikaron is a piece, a component of it. And yet the Zohar says that the word zohar, that's a nekuda, the reason why zikaron is called zohar, because it's very shayach to the inyan of zohar, who sholit on the nekeva, that's the dominant one. So I want to start with an Orchaim HaKadosh. Orchaim HaKadosh, Kemais Mitzrayim, in Emor, he says, in Achrem, sorry, he says a word that really, really opens up the understanding the person's mitzias and the dynamics between different chalokim of a person. The Orchaim says, he says, Ka chefetz v'cheshek yeshna b'leiva adam, v'arotzen hu b'moichai. The Orchaim Kodesh says, that's chefetz and cheshek, is in the leva adam, and the rotzen is in the moach. So of the different in English, rotzen, cheshek, and chefetz are translated pretty much the same. Will, desire, will, it's almost desire and craving and will is for us just different degrees. I want this is a little bit of wanting. I desire it as a lot of wanting, and I crave it as a terrible amount of wanting. But there's no real afchan in English between the different elements, simply just an intensity, that's all. And here he says, the Chaim HaKadosh says, there's a split in the person in between the moach and the lev. The lev is chefetz and cheshek, the moach is rotzen. And in that nekuda lies the afchana between the two elements. And let's talk about it, let's understand it. In the person's interaction between pnim and chutz, mitzad himself and mitzad everything around him, a person needs to have two separate koyches ha-nefesh in dealing with the mitzias. For instance, there is in Yonim, it says, Ein l'dayin elamash ein avroyes. Two people come in front of a dayin. One person is a big tzaddik and a wonderful person with a lot of good deeds that he's done over the years. The other one's a pashto person. Maybe not such a good person. The dayin is supposed to pass in kefi masha ein avroyes, exactly the way he sees it. He's not supposed to he's not supposed to think of the things before and so on and so forth. He's supposed to see the way it is in front of him. That's the halacha. Adab is supposed to be malbish them the same, and there's a whole shayla on as a Talmud Chacham, if you should stand up for him and the Gemara Kleres and so on. The element din contains a metzias basher husham. Like Rashi says, basher husham, midas adin is basher husham. Exactly it is now. The world around us exists at that moment. It's a snapshot. And b'meila, a person's hisyachsus is like that to it. A person's kochos ha-nefesh, his external kochos ha-nefesh, all see the metzias the way it is. If a person tastes milk, and the milk usually tastes good, and one day the milk tastes off, he instantly senses it and spits it out and gets rid of it because the taste works basher husham. the mitzias around them is the way it is. The when a person sees something that's me'or the taiva, it is instant. Bashehu sham. Right now, I have a tremendous craving for it. It's, in other words, the person's chushim are mispoiled from everything around him. They are impressed by that which is around him. So the chushim react instantly to whatever's there as it is there. That's what the person's chushim are like. The lave, it says, somebody showed me recently a maral that says by Kairach that they, every 30 days they turn them, it says they turn them around. It's because 30 days is when a person still has a sense of newness. And the male person is spoiled. That's why Berachas Ariyah once every 30 days. After 30 days, there's no sense of newness, there's no vispilus. The koyach of vispilus lies in the here and the now. The repository of those in Yanim are the lave. The lave of the person is the registry for what's there now. So cheshek and tshuka are the reaction to what a person senses. A person sees an erva, he is cheshek because he sees it. He doesn't see it, doesn't think about it, and so on. A person might try to think about it, but upon him, the spiritus is because it's there now in front of his eyes. A person needs a koach hadimyon. If a person wants to be inspired in taiva, a person needs to conjure up an image because he must have it. It must be exciting him now. That's a person's, let's call it outer shell. It consists of the senses and the heart, and the heart in the sense that we talk about lev. It reacts to the here and the now. That is, and because that's what type of kli it is. If a person were to react to the here and the now only, the person would not have a panemius whatsoever. Let's say a simple mushel. If a person is a steady customer somewhere for years, and then once he doesn't have money, the guy will say, you know what, forget about it, don't worry about it, it's okay. If a person is going through a turnstile, there's no cheshbonus of what was yesterday. If there's no ticket now, there's no machine doesn't open up. Doesn't machine say, okay, you know what, it's been so many years, take this time for free. A machine only exists here and now. A person would not have a teichin and a panemius if the person would not have a different metzias. And that metzias lies in the moyach. That metzias expresses itself in zikaron, not just because you remember the facts, but because you're able to see a picture that's four-dimensional instead of three-dimensional. You see it in the focus of time as well. You see it in the hemshech of time. That's the difference between the moyach and the lev. And that's the only thing that gives a person a pnimius. I'm not just a machine that reacts to what I see in front of me. I consist of a lot of inyanim that the moyach is mitzarif and makes a much bigger picture out of it. That koyach is called zikaron. Zikaron is not just having the facts stored so that you can sum it up, what's your phone number. Zikaron is the picture that's built up. It exists only in the pnimius of the person. That picture, if I see a person who's nice and smiling and fine, but I remember everything he's done until now, and I say this person is a bad person, there is no, that picture doesn't exist in front of me. It exists only because I have a picture that cuts through a whole nother dimension. That's the mitzvah of zikaron, and it lies in the moyach. The nekeva tends to be nispoil from the moment. That's the metzias of a nekeva. The koyach of his spilus and his rakshus is much stronger in the keva because they have a much more intense sense of the moment. If somebody's mo'er rachmim, it's mo'er rachmim even if the person's record doesn't warrant rachmim, even if it's also l'rachim alo. And if the person has acted bad, mean, or whatever it is, there's a much bigger kas than putting it in the context of zman. That's the mitzvah, that's a distinction between the two. And the zocher works more with the koyach of zikara. The two koyaches hanefesh carry in themselves milas and chesronos, but they work in the tandem the following way. But that's also, by the way, why the word zocher has another meaning. It means the pnimius, like you have zachrusay of a shayfa. When you're talking about the filling of a shayfa, the inside as opposed to the horn is called the zachrus. In other words, the teichen part, the part that's inside, and the part that really fills the volume of it is the zachrus. But at any rate, the two koiches have an extraordinary relationship. The first reaction is always cheshek, lev. The Chavis Alvavis, when he speaks about the koiches of a person, why is our netiya to do ra? Why is it that a person is b'darkal, we know that we don't do the right things. And he says three, four reasons. One of them is because it's the first koyach to be excited. I see something, and the thing itself attracts me. So my first reaction is instant. Now, a person is a choyla, a person is sick, a person has diabetes, lo aleinu, and a person is not allowed to eat something that's sweet. And somebody plunks down something in front of him that's very, very creamy and sweet. So the first reaction, in other words, what greets the person's metzias is the cheshek and the chayfetz. That's what he wants. He wants thing. It's very interesting that the word chayfetz means both an object and what you desire. In other words, the tfisa of the object as such is chayfetz. I want it. That's the first greeting. He has to summon up afterwards the conscience or whatever it is, or the moyach, as we'll see, to struggle with it. But right now, what greets the person is tshuka. And now it's the chazaka is, ha-moysim v'el v'raya, the chazaka is the here and the now. But the moyach is stronger than the lev. The moyach can overcome it, but I've got to bring the moyach to the forefront. Like the mashal we used recently about, it's like a computer program that's not it's not the open window, it's the one that's behind the open window. The mayach is behind the open window. If and when I will go to that mode, I am going to, it's stronger than that and overrides it. But it's not the first mode that greets the person. So a person has two koyaches hanefesh. One is primary and very intense and very given to the moment, and the first koach that comes on when a person interacts with the outside world, and that's the lev with the chushim, the lev as the centerpiece for the chushim, and that has chayfetz and cheshek, like the Aruch Chaim says. And then there's a program behind it called moyach, which has in itself the collective zikaron. So let's take the example of the mashal of the cake or whatever it is. The person then says to himself, you remember how difficult it was when you were in the hospital and how tough it was and so on and so forth. I need to reconstruct things. I need to remember, I need to bring back into myself the whole metzias of things in its hemshech. And that is where that koyach works. So a person has a balance of two koiches, a koyach chutz, that's chayfetz cheshek, it's the chushim and the lev, and the chushim is what I see now, and the heart is the advocate for what I see now. And then I have the zikaron, which is the tfisa of the entire metzias, and that's like keneged the chushim, and it's the lev, and it's the moyach that is the repository for it and the one that advocates for that. Those are the bounds of two koiches. The primary netiyah, the primary bias is towards the lev and so on, but if a person activates the moyach, then the person is, then the moyach can be shalit on the lev. That's the parsha of tzitzis. Uri'isa moiso is a chartem, it's called Mrs. Hashem. We asked that, nobody was mezane ever forgot that you're not allowed to be mezane. Nobody had ever cut a corner on kashrus, forgot about it. And if he did, it's a shaygig, it's a whole different world of aveira. But what does happen is a person has two tayyorim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person chushim to sense the world around him. And that's why they're called tayyorim. I send out a scout. Now, let's think about that a second also. What the mashal, why Torah uses the same term and where the same nekuda is. Let's take an example. When I send out a spy, I send out a spy to Iran. So the person has to look Iranian, think Iranian, act Iranian, and that's the only way he can scout. If he comes in as an American, it's Achas Dos Lahamis. So the person is going to be living as an Iranian in an Iranian world. What distinguishes him from the Iranians are that his mitzias, his own mitzias, his own memory, his own mitzias in the perspective of time is that he was an American. He's coming behelim. He deep he's an American, and he will be an American. But even though right now the more he interacts with Iranians, the better he is, the more of a miracle. A miracle is somebody who carries the treichin of one mitzias that is almost opposite of the mitzias that he exhibits versus the mitzias that is him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our neshamas and our moyach are worthless unless we're capable of interacting with the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a complement of senses, which Re'iya is the most vivid of them, but includes Avada the Re'iya and the Shmi and so on, and the lave that responds to it. The reason why when they spoil, sometimes you hear Divrei Yisoiris, and a person is very, very spoil, and then he goes back and he's not so spoil, because the difference was when he measured it with the moment, the story was dramatic and very, very tear-jerking and so on. It comes back, he says, you know what, but at the end of the day, I don't hear it, I don't think he's right. But those go, the person needs their spilus. You know, Aryeh Shog Mila Yira, Aitaka B'Sheifa, Aitaka B'Sheifa Le'echra, the mitzias of his spilus lies in the lave, and it has a very important makom avoda. The lave is the switchboard and it's the component of the chutz. So the person, Sumarim Anechem Rumi Bara Ela, starts with the lave. The person looks up and he's nispoiled. The Rambam Yerav Ava, that's a whole world that has kitikunai also. It has its very good side, but it starts with that, and that's where the possible kilkel lays. So these avarim are called miraglim. The person is supposed to go out into the world, perceive it, live it, and yet not be nimshach habasri. That's why it's called miraglim. So the eyes as the representing the senses, and the heart as the nekuda pnimis of that world. A person needs something to remind him of, to put him back in the mode of zikaron. Zikaron is tshuka is when a person in lashon kodesh. The difference between chayfetz tshuka versus rotzen is as follows: a person is sitting and studying for a heart test. And there's some distraction available. There's a beach, there's a movie, there's this, there's that. Chayfetz and Tshuka say, I want this. I want the beach, I want the movie, I want whatever it is that right now I want. The rutzen is, no, I want to study. I want to finish and get this degree, get this title, get this job, whatever it is. Rutzen is the pnim, it's the moach of the person, and tshuk and chayfetz is the lev of the person, like the Rechaim HaKadosh says. Tshuk and chayfetz bederech klal is not good, and rutzen, the question is, when does the person switch on from one to the other? The best example is, Yosef HaTzadik was together with Eishes Potiphar, and he was in a matzah of tremendous taiva. He was young, and everything else was go ahead on the taiva. Demus Yukne of Aviv nearly bechaloin. He didn't remember. It's not the pshat that he remembered a forgotten fact that, you know, I once learned to my father in Alabi Mezana with Eishes Ish. When he saw his father, he was put back into the mode of Yosef b'malei kemasei. Even it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Do you want that your name should be nimchak from the luchos from the avonim?" It doesn't talk to a person in taiva. If you take somebody who's about to do a very mikrach taiva, you tell them you're going to get terrible punishments that will hurt a lot more than the taiva will be geshmak, I can battle with it. But if it tells them, if you do that, you're not going to be able to become the Rav HaRashi. So the person says, great. I mean, it, two pluses. I mean, it's only if you're able to switch on to the person's panemius, and the person has another mode in himself. Yosef HaTzadik was a shaver of Shiftei Koh. He was the Bechayer in a certain sense. He was the Zir Echot. But that wasn't the active window. When he saw Demus Yukne of Aviv, it struck back again and brought out the Yosef of Malay Kemasai. That's the distinction between two. Had he not had in himself a whole sheer claim of Yosef HaTzadik, the Demus Yukne of Aviv would not have done anything for him. That's where the Zikaron works. I think I once told over Maisa, there was a Yid who was from big Chassidish Geza. His brothers were rebbes, his grandfather was from big Rebbeim, and so on. He became a little bit more worldly, went to work in the government office in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a little Chassidish, but didn't really, wasn't so into it. And he was proud of it. He felt it was the right Derech HaChayim, Mitzat Parnasa, Mitzat Adon Yonim. One day he told my father he quit his job. My father asked him why. He said he was working with a woman in the office with a pair of slacks. She came over to ask him to light a cigarette from his cigarette, and he gave it. Then he said to himself, he had a flashback to what his father's house looked like. And he said, where are you? Ayeka. Had he not had what to look back at, had he not had a flashback to his father's house, it wouldn't, no terror, no real aver in the Maisa, nothing in the Maisa that Kishlatzimoy, but when he was able to measure it and who he is and to what he is now, that's when the disjunction of it pushed him to draw back. There was the same thing was with the Meraglim. The Meraglim went after Oisei Nehem. They took a look now, and they saw really, really frightening, really frightening things. They come to a country that seems to be very powerful, and so on. And what greets the eyes is fear. The person looks around, and he's terrified. The Re'isem, Aretz, is a Maisa where a person, his eyes greet something that overwhelmed him. The Avera was, it says like by Kalev. Kalev wasn't using, Rashi brings the Chazal. Kalev came and said, Rabbeisai, is this the only thing Moshe did? He split the yam and this isn't that. It wasn't a silly argument. He said, I don't understand something. You're terrified. You see terrifying people. Put it into the context of the total experience. I mean, it's a different mahalach. The eyes are terrified because that's a natural human reaction when you see somebody big and overwhelming and frightening. But that's not where seichel comes in. We've gone through so much that Moshe Rabbeinu has done for us. So it's a different anhaga. It's like when a person has to jump into a pool or something like that, and he's scared. But his seichel says, but everyone does it, and it's done, and it's, I've practiced it, it's not a problem. That's what he was telling them. Why are you looking at things in the now? Look at it in the Re'isim was the Sheirish of the Kilkul, because they went as Tayarim, and they became caught up with that Metzius, with the Metzius of the here and the now. So the mitzvah of tzitzis is that mitzvah of zechartim. It's the this is the last week now that we have last days, and in a certain sense, it's where a person goes out. When we ask ourselves, what keeps a person, what keeps the person doing right, even after he's gone from the environment that keeps him physically in a metzias that's good. So there's two things. First of all, there is the more a person builds an image of a ben Torah of himself, the more a person builds a tzura that he can look back at, the stronger it is. He has to be able to see it as himself. If a person had a temporary positive experience, so he says, yeah, it was a blip on the map. A person has to see it as being the map itself. This is me. I am a person who has a tzuras adam, a tzelem alekim, of such and such stature. That's the first one. And the person needs to keep remembering it always. I want to say the Gvaldik Avart, it says by next week in Kairach, that all the Nesiim tried to take back, all the Nesiim gave in their makel to see who would, you know, whose makel would flower first. Aaron's makel flowered first, and then it says everybody came and they took back their makels, the matas. So someone asked, why is that important, the pasuk? I mean, Aaron's mata you keep as a mishmeres, and this is very important, and so on. That we understand. The other matas, they should have, the guy who does the cleaning should have cleaned it out, thrown the garbage, burnt it, whatever. I mean, what's the point of everyone taking back? So I once heard from somebody, he said, the mata represented the she'ifa for godless of each one who's nesiyim. They weren't playing games. They thought maybe they're kohen gadol. A person has to remember his entire life that he had a she'ifa to be big. Their person needs a zikaron. It needs to keep that surah. It's not the pshat, just like a person who is a respectable person. A person who sees his metzias as being, let's go the other way, a person who's born a farmer, or he does dirty work, he digs ditches, plumbing, whatever it is, and he never, that's where he sees himself, he never bothers to change his clothing, never bothers to wash up and so on. That's his metzias. But a person who comes from a clean environment, he has to do these things sometimes, but he's waiting for the bar of soap and the water because it's not him, it's dirt encrusting him. Whatever it is that a person is doing, he always has to keep the image of what was and keep having zechreinus that this is who I am. My rutzel spans a lifetime. A person's she'ifas and rutzainus, cheshik and tshuka and taiva, are always momentary. They don't, when you remember what was, there's no pleasure out of it. You don't care to remember it. It's not, it's keklipas ashum, because its metzias is moment by moment. Ritzoinus of a person, zechroinus of a person, are the person himself. Those things that the person, those ambitions that are life ambitions, are transcend time. They're makasha divnikudis of zman. And that becomes the person himself. And if a person, people come back year after year to daven, yom neroim, or shavuos, or whatever is in yeshiva, there's a certain sense of the zechira in it. There's a certain sense where a person, it's continuous. I am osuk now with the yanei choil, with the yanei chutz, but that's not me. I'm separating what I'm doing from what I am. What I'm doing is moment to moment. I need parnasa now, I must do it. My family depends on it, I must do it. For this reason, I must do it now. But it's not who I am. The things of a person is that rutzen that is part of his moach and transcends any one moment of time. So the Torah is telling us the mitzvah tzitzis is shokol, can I call it mitzvahs in this aspect? A person lives a double life. He has a guf, which deals with the chutz. It must be part of this world. The eyes must be pleased by something which is meant to be pleasant. The person's ears and nose and so on are pleased and is spoiled from things that are supposed to be make an impression on a person. The heart is the sum total of that life force. It's an amazing thing. A heart that beats is always measured by what it is. If a heart is beating now, functioning, it's a good heart. If not, it's not. If someone comes along and says his heart has, 100 years worth of heartbeats, then my reaction is it must be finishing very soon. It's a bad heart. It's a gone heart. In the moyach, in the koyach hazikaron, adarabba, the more I've deposited in it, the cheshev it is. The 100 years worth of zichronos mitzad, the mind, we don't perceive in the normal circumstances, we can't see a mind that is working. We only can see a mind that worked. If the person knows, if the person understands, if the person takes information well, that's, in other words, the mind is measured by adrab, it improves with time. It's in the sense of teichen. Not the physical sense as much as in the sense kamahar patkoa that they have gavra, eitzes through skenim, because adab the mind's mitzias is in how much it spans time, and that's where tzchias is from. So the Torah gave us one mitzvah, and in a certain sense it's shokol kana kol mitzvahs kulam. Every mitzvah is meant to work on the now and the here and the now. Mitzvah tzitzis encompasses the entire mitzias of the person. It's meant to counteract the ashpa of the lev and the inayim by providing moyach and zikaron. The person, we always will be assaulted by tshuka and chayfetz. That's the mitzvah of living the world. What the person counteracts it is by building his rutzen and his zikaron, by the continuous building of toiv in a person. You're right. It's like Moshe Ma'adav Adoyma. You had countries in history that they allowed themselves to suffer losses in battles and skirmishes because they needed the time to keep building up the defenses and the army and so on and so forth. A person should not be concerned with how many skirmishes he's lost with the lave and the naim. His real concern should be how much has he built up his moyach. And as a person builds his rotzin, and as a person builds his moyach, so a person strengthens it, and a person is able to flick that switch and to jar. Every time, at some point, every time there's an assault by the lev and the inayim, the person can look at the tzitzis, remember who he is, and the lamantizkur vasisakon tzvoisa visim tzvoisa molokeh.